rolling.
All right. Welcome to Hate Watch.
We're in. Serotonin levels okay today.
Are you okay now?
I'm a little aggressive, but it's getting... it's.
You're a little aggressive?
A little aggressive.
Why?
Yeah, just I get...
you're just a little aggressive.
I just want to fucking fight the world. You know what I mean?
You left the burner on.
What happened at work?
I left the burner on.
What happened at work? Nothing happened
at work. I had a great day at work. It's just I'm at work. I'm on my feet. It hurt.
Yeah.
You know?
It sucks. Working.
But I'm trying to break in these fucking new boots, and they're making my feet hurt.
Yeah.
But, yeah, everything's cool. You know.
Did you see Patton Oswalt backtrack on his Chappelle post today?
Oh, he backtracked?
Yep.
What did he do?
Okay. So the other day he posted, let's go to the initial post. He posted a few days ago. He goes, "Sage the stink of 2021 from the air during my show at McCall Hall.
God, what a
post. Then headed to the arena next door to do a guest set on Dave Chappelle's show. Not a bad way to wave goodbye to this year." And he posted some pictures with Dave. You know, he's like, "Oh, Dave, you know, I've done comedy with him since he was a teenager. We've been friends for 34 fucking years." Yada, yada, yada. So, of course, that got tons of ridiculous hate.
Yeah, with his retard fans.
"Hi, Patton. You may not read this, but I wanted you to know that this take is pretty surprising for a lot of people. I would really sincerely like to know your take on the Chappelle situation so we could better understand your tweet tonight. Thanks in advance, a fan."
Who's Jake Merrick?
This is such a bummer. Not sure if you're unaware of the controversy or just stand on the wrong side. "I have just lost all respect I have for you that I have had for 20 plus years. The guy can't even type. Dave made trans people a punchline, punching bag, and doubled down on it hard. You stopped being friends with a lot of people because of Me Too stuff, but still work with Dave? I hope it was worth it." I hope it was worth it.
Oh my God.
So after getting a day of hate, he completely caved, and he posted a picture of himself where he's literally like looking at a notepad in a green room with all these lights on, and he's like literally posted a picture of him like writing his apology.
He looks like shit, by the way.
Well, yeah, I mean, he perches atop a church at night. Like he looks like a fucking gargoyle. So
he looks like Hasbulla if he's like 80 years old.
He looks like every night he flaps his wings and flies on top of a church and he just sits there all night. So then he posted today on Instagram. He goes, "I saw a friend I hadn't seen in a long time this New Year's Eve. We've known each other since we're teens. He's a fellow comedian. The funniest I've ever met. I wanted to post a pic and an IG story about it. So I did. The friend is Dave Chappelle." Ooh, it's Dave Chappelle. God forbid you're best friends with the greatest comic of all time. Okay. 34 years we've been friends. He's refocused and refined ideas a lot of us took and as settled about race and history and life on planet Earth and spun them around with a phrase or punchline. We've done bad and good gigs, open mics, and TV tapings, but we also 100% disagree about transgender rights and representation. I support trans people's rights, anyone's rights, to live safely in the world as their fullest selves. For all the things he's helped me evolve on, I'll always disagree with where he stands now on transgender issues, but I also don't believe a seeker like him is done evolving, learning. You know, someone that long, see the struggles and changes, it's impossible to cut them off. Impossible not to be hopeful and open and cheer them on. Also, I've been carrying a lot of guilt about friends I've cut off, who've had views which I couldn't agree or change in ways I couldn't live with. Sometimes I wonder, did I and others cutting them off make them dig their heels in deeper, fuel their ignorance with a nitro boost of resentment and spite? I'm an LGBTQ ally. I'm a loyal friend. There's friction in those traits that I need to reconcile myself and not let because feels a betrayal in anyone else. And I'm sorry, truly sorry, that I didn't consider the hurt this would cause or the depth that hurt. I've been messaging a lot on IG today, and the back and forth has really helped guide me in writing of this. I naively deleted a lot of posts in the comment thread, critical ones from LGBTQ writers, and shit posts by TERF anti-trans orcs, looking for clicks and giggles. Unbelievable.
TERF anti-trans orcs.
I wanted a nice comment thread about the pic with my friend. Ugh, so easy to think someone else needs growth and miss the need in yourself. Gonna keep trying. Oh man, sad.
Remember his joke from his special where he said one of the audience members called him a faggot, but he's like, he said it like he was showing someone a painting in a museum. He's like, faggot. That's what that reminded me of this whole time.
It's I mean, this is just so like, okay, like he's going like, I still support my friend, but he needs to evolve. So condescending, first off. Yeah. So condescending to be like, I'm still friends with
kinda
this person.
Racist, to be honest.
I'm still friends. Yeah, exactly. It is kind of racist. It's like, hey.
It needs to evolve. Yeah.
Chappelle should just
man.
Be like, I didn't know Patton hated black.
I didn't know Patton was into
double
phrenology.
Double down on these people. Just make them, just make them insane. If they're going to be this like easy to just manipulate into turning into this. Yeah. Just double down.
Yeah, he's a slick.
Just say you're a racist and you...
Yeah, it's pretty weird that the picture he posted is a picture of him measuring Dave's skull with a caliper.
That is weird. Actually, if you look closely at the notepad in the picture, he's drawing Dave's skull.
He's just drawing a bunch of swastikas.
That's a little odd.
He's like 48 centimeters.
But I just, it's just so pathetic, man. I mean, Patton is one of the, he's a really great comic. He's been around forever. He's done tons of fucking good things. And
why does he give a fuck?
Because, dude, he's,
why do these people
all
give
these
a shit?
People have lost their minds.
It's insane. It's not like giving a shit is helping his career.
No, this
it's wild.
Nothing would change. I mean, he made the mistake of posting something authentic. For once. I mean, this guy, Patton for the last couple of years has just been, he retweets the worst comedians on the face of the planet, and he goes like, that's so great, like, that's amazing, just because he needs to try and keep up, because that's the new world is like loving, horrific things, and pretending that, bad is good, and good is bad. Not that Chappelle's last special was good, but Chappelle is not like, fucking.
Does he think trans people should die or be hurt?
No, he just made some lame jokes. And he made great jokes about the same group of people in four other specials. So, like, one bad special, and Patton literally did a show of his, and then Chappelle texts him, like, hey, I'm next door, come do a spot at my theater show. Patton crosses the street, hangs out with him, does the show, has a great night, and then posts about it like, oh man, it's so nice to be with my friend of 34 years tonight, Dave Chappelle, one of the best comics of all time, doing a spot on his show. It's just what a wonderful night. And then all the Twitter hate came in where they just go like, wow, disappointed. Just disappointed in you. You lost a fan tonight. And then he has to post this sanctimonious horse shit where he's in his green room with a notepad. I mean, like, thinking about an apology, and then he writes this horse shit, and it's just so tragic. I mean, these people are, you're not even yourself, dude. You're being run by strangers on a website with a bird. It's a website with a little bird as the icon, and you're being run by it. You're pathetic.
Twitter needs to be shut down.
It's a good joke.
I had a friend... There was a friend of mine who I won't say because I don't think he wants this out there, but he goes, if you look closely, the notepad says list of wives.
Oh, that's right. He killed his wife.
No. But that's a funny joke that, like,
People
crazy
that.
People on the internet say. Well, because his wife died, Michelle McNamara.
Yeah, wasn't she like a fucking...
Who was looking into true crime and shit.
She
basically solved...
Yeah,
she solved the Golden State Killer, basically.
She did something way better than he'll ever do.
Yeah, essentially. And honestly, in the documentary...
I don't know, have you seen King of Queens? That's a good show.
And in the documentary about that, there's a lot of parts where she's like asking him. They don't even seem to hang out, and then she's like asking him for like, you know, hey, do you have any more like sleeping medication? Do you have any more of these pills? Those pills? And Patton's like giving them to her, and that's what killed her is the pills.
That's what they were saying.
That's what they think. Not that Patton killed her, obviously. I mean, that's crazy.
They were just using drugs.
Do you remember when I was like 19?
But then he remarried pretty quickly to a woman.
Do you remember when I was like 19?
Big jugs.
And I was like thinking about doing stand up and stuff, and I was just too nervous and insecure to do it. And
yeah, when
I was
like,
I knew a guy who was like, not a like big comedian, but someone with credits. There's an older guy. He was like, I remember he was like, yeah, you can get that Patton Oswalt pussy. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, that guy fucks like crazy.
Yeah, that means you'll have sex with a lot of bats.
Yeah, but you know this guy's fucking behind his wife's back constantly. He's probably a massive fucking scumbag.
Not even that. I don't think I just think they don't have, you're not in relationship. You're like not with the person anymore. Like Patton is doing a million things and she's doing a million things. You're in a like agreement relationship. Like I don't think they slept in the same bed. Like they live in a mansion. The text messages in that show are like they're texting each other while at their house.
Just
he's in one room and she's in another, and whatever. But this is just so disappointing, man. It's like why do you have to succumb to like this fake apology bullshit? Like you don't care. You went and did his show. You love him. You don't fucking actually give a shit. And then you're not even like you. Like, you don't even do what you want to do. You are run by strangers. You're controlled by strangers. Strangers on the internet had a problem with you because, you know, you've kind of set yourself up in a way where unless you're retweeting one of the worst comics of all time or saying a bad joke is funny or, you know, that type of shit, they just go like, well, how you can't support, one of the best, like a legend. How dare you? Imagine if Patton said, like, Louis' special was funny. He'd have to post another one of these. Like, they're not allowed to think for themselves anymore. Well, and this is somebody that's made his whole career off of his own thoughts, and now he's being run by a website. A website controls him. His skeletal system and his nervous system is run by strangers. It's wild. It's truly wild to watch. I mean, 34 years in the business of your own thoughts, and you don't get to have your own thoughts. You're a weakling.
I've seen this with friends, and like it's just I just see a man who's just completely void of any sense of identity, and like I know that like I had a friend that like was gonna just up and become an Orthodox Jew. Like out of nowhere,
right?
And it's like, and it's we live in a world. They weren't from the United States; they're from the UK. But it was like we live in this world where it's like, okay, we're completely devoid of culture, and this man is completely void of anything of any sort of weight. You know what I mean? What does he do?
No, I mean he hasn't really done anything people care about in a long time.
Yeah, what are you? Are you the? Is this your identity now? Is that what you want? Is this who you are? You're the protector of other people. Are you the voice of these down who you see as downtrodden? Like it's silly. It's like,
I mean, who does he really think he's losing?
Yeah,
like with this post, insane. Like just because there's Twitter hate, are they real? Like, are you really...
None of these people are
the
real.
Next show, Patton, that you do you really think it's going to be, like, half capacity? Because half your fans were on Twitter being, like, really disappointed.
It's silliness. And the thing
so
is,
disappointed.
If he just stopped doing this, those people that would not see his show because of him, you know, not being the defender of trans people, would be people who are like, okay, it would always be full of people who just like him somehow. You know what I mean? Like those people who wouldn't go because he's...
Yeah, it'd be full of thoughtful, full of reasonable people.
Yeah,
I mean,
even that. But I mean, like, even if he was like all of a sudden like flipped his fucking switch and was like, yeah, fuck trans people, it'd be full of like alt-right people. Which
right.
Like, it's insane. The guy's famous. He has how many followers on fucking Instagram?
Oh, I mean.
This thing has 48,000 likes. Like,
he has 473,000 followers. On Twitter, he has,
What's this picture? What is he?
He has 4.7 million followers on Twitter.
There was like a famous, he got in trouble also because he had a photo with First of all, he's like on record as being really good friends with Jim Goad, which Devin, I don't know if you know who he is.
I know Jim Goad. I follow him on Instagram.
Patton's really good friends with Jim Goad. And he also, there's a photo of him with A. Wyatt Mann. Do you know who that is?
No.
A. Wyatt Mann is like a white supremacist cartoonist. He drew the picture of like the Jewish.
Oh, guy, yeah.
There's a photo of Patton with that guy.
Wow.
So it's kind of, I don't know, maybe Patton's like cool.
Jim Goad's.
He's not cool, but like, he secretly actually hangs out with people he thinks are funny and talented. He doesn't actually look at everybody in person with this lens, but when he's online, he has to go through this lens because he's terrified of, I don't know what he thinks. Like, what all of a sudden, he just lose his career because he supported Dave Chappelle? I mean, can you imagine that? Imagine being like, hey, yeah, I thought, Anchorman was funny, and you have to then the next day be like, I don't like Anchorman. I apologize. Like, you know, it's a racist movie, and it's, just things that are naturally just good. Like, they're good. Yeah, you like them.
A. Wyatt Mann is, like, famous for doing this photo.
Oh, wow. That's this really, drawing, yeah. That looks like, yeah.
And
that's some there's fucking, a
like Ku Klux Klan cartoon.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. It's a Jew with a giant nose. It was
a Around Blacks Never Patton Relax, that fucking cartoon.
With A. Wyatt Mann.
I'll tell you right now, Jim Goad wrote an article called, like, an ode to, I think it's Tim Goad. It was about his brother who was deaf and was homosexual. And was like raped in prison and like got stabbed to death in Paris.
Mm. There's and Patton it is with the guy who drew the
Jesus
Jews.
Fucking Christ. And that article was, and that was on TV Carnage. Do you remember when
is that him with him again?
Gavin this is McGinnis. Patton with Jim Goad,
like cheersing and kind of doing a cheers and like in like a Nazi salute.
Wowie zowie.
And the other guy, that's another picture of him with the guy who drew the cartoon.
Do you remember Street Boners and TV Carnage?
Oh, I know TV Carnage. Yeah.
It's Gavin McGinnis' thing after he left Vice. Like,
no, TV Carnage isn't Gavin McGinnis.
I remember Street Boners and TV Carnage was Gavin McGinnis'.
TV Carnage is the guy who did that show. He's a writer for Eric Andre. He did a show called Hot Package on Adult Swim.
I just remember there was like, I think when Gavin McGinnis left Vice, he tried to start. There was a website called Street Boners and TV Carnage.
Oh, it must be something different.
And it was like, they had like Jim Goad was one of the writers, and that's where I read the Ode to Tim Goad. It was one of the saddest things and like heaviest things I've ever read in my
Jim
life.
Jim Goad's
like
a really good writer. He's a phenomenal writer. He was really, he came up in like the zine, in Portland.
He's beating the shit out of like a bunch of his girlfriends.
Yeah, he was doing like, he did a really famous zine called Answer Me.
Answer Me's Portland. Great. You told me about Answer Me.
Yeah, he's good.
I would love to get like an old copy of Answer Me or something.
Expensive. You can get them on Internet Archive, though, like a scan.
That's when him and his girlfriend were like interviewing like neo-Nazis and shit, right? Oh, they did like a rape issue?
Yep.
Yeah. Those guys are fucking wild dudes. And he was with like, what's that other Portland writer, the fucking guy? You know, the famous one.
I don't know. There's the guy who...
The Fight Club guy.
Chuck Palahniuk?
Yeah, they all hung out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, him and Chuck Palahniuk, and I think there's a class you can take called like Dangerous Writers up in Portland. I've always wanted to take.
Yeah, I think Jim Goad. I think he's still in Portland. I think he's still around.
Yeah, I think he's in Texas.
He's in.
He lives in like a farm, and his Instagram's insane. It's just him like smiling. Like a
psychopath. Yeah, it's pretty crazy that Patton is like in photos with that guy. With
right,
the rape issue.
You're not the rape scene
dude.
I think this might be the clip. Oh, here, listen to this. Listen to this. Somebody posted this today in the group text after we were talking about this.
Get the pro account.
There have to be gay retards, right? There has to be gay retards.
Dude, Patton, like, I'm going to need you to, you know, really repent. Bar. Like, that's not okay. And you need to do better and evolve.
People that are retarded, and then they want to fuck people that are their same sex. Don't there have to be? Where's their march? Honestly. I mean, they deserve their rights. I just want to see the slogans. You know, when they're out there going, we're here, we're queer, we're apples. You know, because who doesn't like a nice, crunchy apple?
And like, dude, this is so not cool of him to make a room laugh. Mm.
He's really
That's not
hurting.
Okay. It's not okay that he was doing his job correctly in, you know, whatever fucking year this came out. How dare him have once been talented?
I think he wants to get
I'm offended that Patton Oswalt was once talented. 2004, he was funny. That's not okay.
They're so tasty. Mwah! Numbers. I will have an apple and some cock. I'm gonna have some cock. I'm gonna name him Henry. I'm gonna put a hat on him.
I mean, is the retard black too in that joke? Yeah. It's a lot. He's doing a lot. Yeah. He's doing a lot, and that's funny. Cause that's all that matters is being funny when you're a comic. So, you know, now he's, you know, he's just pretends he doesn't. He never was.
He
him.
Became a gay retard.
He. So anyway, I mean, thanks. That's enough on that. But you know, Patton used to do that. He used to be funny. So yeah, that was a hilarious. I mean, look at his Instagram. It's literally a post with Dave Chappelle.
God, he looks.
And then an apology.
God, he looks.
Post with Dave
dumb.
Chappelle. Apology. Post to Dave Chappelle, then him in a green room writing in a notepad with AirPods on, like he's literally writing the fucking Declaration of Independence of being a cuck.
He's like old.
Yeah, why does he give
fuck
a fuck?
He's old. Like, yeah who cares? Off. Dude, you're Ratatouille. Dude. You're fucking Ratatouille. You think you're gonna be canceled, you fuck?
Nobody gives a shit.
I mean, what are they gonna cancel Shrek?
God.
Anyway, jeez. Just God, I just, because I was so happy when I saw that post. I was like, good, Patton's not fucking, you know, lying. He's just being like, yeah, I love my friend Dave Chappelle and I'm doing a show. And then, of course, some posts about him, you know, hey, how dare you? And he immediately repents. Anyway, did you guys see Andy Cohen at the.
Who the fuck's Andy Cohen?
I don't know who this guy. I think he did. I think he was the guy that, like, did.
God, is he the like, guy from, like, E?
Yes.
He looks like fucking Jeffrey
Epstein.
He's like
the producer of all the Real Housewives.
He did the Real Housewives shit. And this was, like, making the rounds on Twitter last night. Like, yo, Andy Cohen, like, telling it like it is about Mayor de Blasio.
I believe he's Anderson Cooper's partner.
Sure. Oh, really? Like, gay partner?
I think they may be.
Interesting.
Partnered.
Okay. Well, yeah, well, they're together here partner. In this clip.
Anderson Cooper's other partner is Satan.
Anderson Cooper's other partner is Alan Dulles. He goes and fucks Alan John Dulles' Podesta. Grave every night. So everyone was like on Twitter, like on New Year's Eve, like Andy Cohen's going off. Like, this is great. He's going off on Mayor de Blasio. And then you watch the clip and he's like just like an idiot. He's just like a drunk idiot saying he doesn't like the guy.
Tell us something, Andy.
Watching Mayor de Blasio.
Jesus.
Don't go on a rant.
Do his.
Don't go on a rant.
Victory lap dance.
First off, he's got that raspy voice of somebody that's been like sucking dick all night. Mayor de Blasio. He just spits up a baby. He spits up a baby. Okay. He's just farting out of his mouth. Mayor de Blasio.
After 4 years of the crappiest term as the mayor of New York.
Why are they allowed to be that drunk on TV?
I don't know. It's like irresponsible.
Because nobody gives a shit
it's
anymore.
Irresponsible. This is the type of shit that makes you a Republican.
These people are savages. Yeah, no, it's
you
literally.
Just, you
Sarah,
watch
truly,
these gays on CNN just be drunk and like not do their job right and not even make like coherent points. And you just go like, you know what? Trump,
well, what else did
Trump
he say?
2024.
I got our next fucking video.
Okay, what good. Else
say? Mayor of New York, the that's only thing that York. Democrats and Republicans can that's agree how, on I mean, is what how, a horrible mayor he has been. Wow. So, sayonara, sucka.
It's wow. racist in two ways.
Sayonara? Isn't sayonara that an sucka. Asian slur?
No, it's sayonara. I mean, weird.
Sayonara.
It's anti-Italian.
It's anti-Italian.
Anti-Italian.
It's anti-somebody.
Cultural appropriation of the Japanese, and then sucka, he's using Ebonics.
I don't like that. Yeah.
Since when is Anderson Cooper that gay?
Anderson Cooper's standing there just like, you go off,
just
queen.
Guess what? I have a feeling I'm going to be standing right here next year. And you know who I'm not going to be looking at? Dancing as the city comes apart. You.
Oof, it's horrible. God. And people literally
get
were like, people online are so stupid now that they were like, Andy Cohen just told it like it is.
Yeah,
he said nothing.
Dude.
He's just a drunk embarrassment. Just because de Blasio sucked, like, you didn't say anything good. But yeah, I thought that was hilarious that everyone pretended like, you know, that was some, like, amazing internet moment.
I can't wait to see what John is typing
in. What are you typing in? When do we AR-15? we're back
this
to
This was
AR.
Really controversial on Reddit one day, and it was like, they were like, oh my God, this is the kind of discussions the right wing are having. Here, just keep talking.
When do we use the AR-15?
Yeah, this is
S.
Like,
NPR. A brief history.
No, oh God, Jesus fucking Christ, don't get it.
But yeah, that Andy Cohen thing, it felt like a guy who had, like, Mayor de Blasio did something personal to him, like, stopped him from personally doing something, so that's why he cares. I don't think that Andy Cohen's, like, sitting around, like, thinking about politics.
I can't even really
And he's
parse,
like, oh, like, the city has just been a nightmare since de Blasio.
Yeah, I don't really know what point he was even trying
he
to
He made
make
no sense.
Thing.
He just had some personal, like de Blasio probably stopped him from fucking... You know,
didn't give him a permit for the Real Housewives.
Yeah, exactly. He couldn't interview some Real Housewife one day. Okay, what's this? Set it up, John.
I'm setting it up. All right, so this is that dude, the turning point.
Charlie Kirk.
Oh, it's been removed by moderators.
Dude,
American Taliban asking when do they start killing
Charlie Kirk's
people.
Hilarious. There's the Turning Point USA. There's a Turning Point USA video where it's like if you text so-and-so to a certain number, you enter a raffle where if you win, you get to have lunch with Charlie Kirk.
I would fucking kill myself.
Can you imagine caring? Imagine calling your mom like, Mom, I won dinner with Charlie Kirk.
There we go.
Okay, here we go.
A new year can be a change.
Hello, Fresh.
God.
Fuck
off.
Can we escape this shit?
Are there ads on
How is it?
Second?
It's a black lesbian couple with an Asian child in the ad.
So when do we get to use the guns?
Okay, so two black lesbians and then a white guy pops out of nowhere. I guess he pays the bills. And they're raising an Asian child in this commercial.
For 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts during our
Okay, we got it.
Meals.
Fuck off.
Right-wing activist Charlie Kirk denounces a comment from a man who suggested violence at an event in Ohio.
Here we go. This is CNN politics.
Charlie Kirk denounces. You know Charlie Kirk's
We're living under a corporate and medical fascism. This is tyranny. When do we get to use the guns? No, and I'm not, that's not a joke. I'm not saying it like that. I mean, literally, where's the line? How many elections are they going to steal before we kill these people?
So, no, stop.
Have they read it? Is there any evidence of them stealing any election, first off? Like, has any election been stolen that wasn't... Aren't they already decided, essentially?
They get rocked.
That is awesome.
She's like, when do we literally start killing people?
Yeah. And Reddit, like, shit. They're like, these are the conversations concerned. Like,
right.
That's funny. That's like, remember when McCain was running with Obama and there was an old lady at one of McCain's events?
Yes.
And she was like, I don't like him because
he's a Muslim. And he goes, he's not a Muslim. He's a good person.
Yeah.
Which is racist.
Yeah.
McCain goes, he's not a Muslim man.
He's a good person.
And everyone was like, that's really great of John McCain to defend his opponent. And then if you really thought about it, you're like, well, that's still racist. Yeah. You're saying Muslims are inherently bad people.
Because you're playing into all their plans and they're trying to make you do this. That's okay. Just hear me out. What I'm saying is that we have a very fragile balance right now at our current time where we must exhaust every single peaceful mean possible. I will say this. Idaho has not even started to exercise the peaceful means of state sovereignty against the federal government.
Kirk suggested that states ban vaccine mandates and decide which federal laws to follow.
CNN has been unable to identify the man asking the question.
He's just too cool.
It was Ken Bone.
The video speaks for itself. Charlie immediately and unequivocally denounced any violence and pushed for peaceful means to engage politically, as any political leader or activist on either side of the political spectrum should. Turning Point USA, that's their statement. Interesting, yeah.
Prove that Turning Point USA is a CIA psyop.
I mean, you know, Charlie Kirk is like a cult leader, basically.
Right, that was a pretty good clip, John. Gotta give it to you.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Let's go to Charlie Kirk. It wasn't Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk. He looks like a bitch.
He's he's
at his great widow's peak. You fucking
Candace
idiot.
Owens is obviously banging.
Candace
him,
Owens
right?
So fucking hot,
dude. Oh my she's God, fine, dude. She's would fine you relax?
What happened to Stacey Dash?
Yeah, she's way
what
hotter.
What happened to the Canadian fucking hot blonde that was like a virgin? You remember her?
Which one?
She would always run around Mila Yiannopoulos.
What?
Tommy Lauren?
No.
Are you talking about Jordan Peterson's
no.
daughter?
No, there's another one. Oh, she was banging.
Type in Canadian Republican whore.
Canadian.
You really type it in and see what comes up. Canadian whore. Republican whore.
Let's see. Prostitution in Canada.
What the hell?
No, it don't come up.
Let's see. China sex tourism in Canada. Okay. Milo. The 16-year-old girl who took down Milo in Annapolis.
I mean, Milo's like isn't even... Milo, like, hates gay people now, right? Like,
He's not gay anymore.
He, like, went to gay conversion camp and shit. Good for him. I'm glad he realized his faults.
Milo Annapolis, let's see. Lauren Southern, that's her name.
Oh, yeah. Lauren Southern.
Holy
cow. Did you guys hear that fucking...
God, she's cute.
Lauren Boebert or one of those retards got kicked off like Twitter today or something.
No, what happened?
You know what I'm talking about?
Lauren Boebert.
Marjorie, one of those three. Marjorie one of those
Taylor.
Three named dipshits.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. She got like kicked off Twitter for COVID misinformation.
Yeah, Lauren Boebert says Twitter permanently suspended a sitting U.S. president. They're now permanently suspending a sitting member of U.S. Congress. Of course, both from the same party. They forget that in 2022 we are taking back the House and we will be holding them accountable. That must be about Marjorie.
Marjorie Taylor Greene goes hard in the paint. This person goes wishing you a happy and prosperous Kwanzaa, and she retweets. She goes, "Stop! It's a fake religion created by a psychopath. You aren't bringing in new voters. You are turning them away. People are tired of pandering and BS."
Wasn't she
she's
like
drinking Chardonnay?
Well, before she became a representative, she had some just normal ass. Like, she wasn't related to politics at all. She came from, what was it?
No, these people, you can be like anybody and like get into this. It's like wild. I mean, anybody could get into this.
We should run for president.
We should. We'd easily be in Congress. Okay, I don't know what this video is. 3 million views, though.
You are a joke. Have a good one.
Oh, she was a CrossFit.
Oh, that's cool. She got got. This guy takes
a CrossFit trainer.
Sick.
Oh, that's a good qualifier for Congress.
She owned a CrossFit gym.
No, I'm glad.
She can snatch and clean.
She does CrossFit. So this is this guy. He gets a selfie with her, and she's taking it with him, and then he like...
You are a joke. Have a good one. Have a good one.
And then her handler's like, get out of here.
You know, I do appreciate America. Have a great one. You are a joke.
That's classic.
Imagine like waking up in the morning and being like, "I'm gonna own Marjorie."
She looks like
Taylor.
She. I know. Imagine caring.
Imagine giving a fuck. I just want some like gas station sushi.
What's this? What is this?
Have a sea of people. If we shut down the streets, if we shut down everything, if we flood the Capitol building, flood all the government buildings, go inside. These are public buildings. We own them. We own these buildings.
She's not wrong.
Do you understand that?
She said this before the Capitol riot.
The buildings, and we pay all.
She said this right before the Capitol riot.
We pay for those buildings.
These telecommunications companies, if they go.
Now she's on Tucker.
They will be shut down, and that's a promise.
Good. I hope they're afraid of you. They should be. They should be. They're.
Interesting. She's pretty cool.
My bad.
She's a
good pick of Lauren Southern.
Oh my god. Oh fuck. Jesus.
Oh, Lauren Southern's got
Lauren
it going
Southern's
on.
Lauren Southern's fucking god.
Look at this one.
Oh.
You read her t-shirt.
What's it say? Let's see. It's okay to be white. Oh wow, dangerous.
Oh, I bet she loves. Mommy. Hope you love white liquid.
Ooh, it's okay. I'm gonna get you. Nice.
It's okay to be white, just like my gum, Lauren Southern.
Fucking
appears on Sky News Australia. It's okay to be white. Oh boy.
Oh, there she's doing the Nazi hand signal.
Oh wow, she is got it going on. Marjorie Greene Taylor drinking in Congress.
Hell yeah.
She's drinking Congress? Fuck yeah.
Georgia Rice. I don't want to hear that. For what purpose is the gentlelady from Georgia Rice?
Madam Speaker, is the member designated?
Or is she
what?
For what
purpose
is the gentlelady from Georgia Rice? I don't want any of that screw talk.
For what purpose is the gentlelady?
Oh, is the spirit top?
It's because she said spirit stop stuff. I mean, who knows what she's talking about?
I hope everybody's getting drunk in the country.
I mean,
last thing I want to see on the floor. Is
I'll tell you,
man.
With the way this country's been going, I'd say they're all drunk. Am I right?
Yep.
Am I right, Mom?
Like they're all drinking schnapps.
All
in
these
there.
People, this goddamn country must be run by drunks. I'll tell you.
Greetings, my favorite spook agency. Hell yeah! What's this? I'm submitting video of the J6 insurrection. It's footage of Marjorie Taylor Greene in front of the Capitol. Okay, can we just all agree that was a red flag event?
Yeah, they let him in. They let him in. They loved it. They wanted it to happen.
That was the biggest bitch ass.
They let him in.
And they act like it was like fucking, oh my God. They act like it was
they
like
treated it like it was a fucking
storming the Bastille or some shit. Calm the fuck down.
What happened with that? They just did like a congressional like inquiry or whatever into that whole thing. What happened with that?
No, it was a mentally challenged field trip, and they let them right in, and they went on
but
a little
anything
tour.
Come out of they just recently did in Congress a whole like investigation into the January 6th riot. What even happened with that though? Did anything come out of that?
I don't know. I mean, it's like cops investigating cops. It's like
that meme of Spider-Man pointing at Spider-Man.
Yeah, pointing at Spider-Man. It's like we're never gonna get the truth out of it. It's like they run it. And the Dominion voting machines were faulty in Phoenix. We all know it.
Why is Marjorie Taylor Greene ever going to make her own marijuana company?
She should. I mean, great, great weed company name.
Marjorie.
What about Senator Greene. Roy Blunt from Missouri?
What's Senator Roy Blunt?
You know Roy Blunt?
Has Tommy Lauren been saying a lot
of picture of Roy Blunt for John?
Has Tommy Lauren been saying any inflammatory shit?
I don't know,
recently?
But look up Sora, Laura Southern's more.
Roy Blunt. Look is that him?
Guy. Oh, he's getting blunted.
No.
He's smoking doinks and Amish.
This is Roy Blunt.
Roy Blunt.
Oh, God. He looks like the devil.
He's a senator from Missouri.
He's like, I'm going to smoke the best weed in Missouri.
Roy Blunt.
Look up Laura Southern. See what she's doing.
Okay, so Tommy Lauren.
Epstein.
December 30th, she goes, Epstein didn't kill himself. Voter fraud is real. Biden isn't in charge. Fauci doesn't allow for the science. Lockdowns don't work. And the illegals invading our border are not refugees.
Damn.
Can you imagine at this time really giving a fuck about illegal immigrants?
No, I'm actually 100%
are they really
pro every sort of immigration from the South.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we should lock the border down.
I have this theory.
I guess. I don't know.
You know.
Social media fact checkers are nothing more than bitter liberals with an agenda and an axe to grind. What a flipping joke. You say flipping. Jesus.
I grow tired of this woman.
Yeah, she sucks.
The January 6th thing is the Congressional Inquiry Committee. It's still going on right now.
No, I bet it is.
The big news right now is they're saying that they have evidence that Ivanka begged her father to stop the violence.
Oh, I bet they're all sucking each other's peckers in Congress thinking about that.
Sucking each other's peckers.
Oh, yeah. Ivanka.
So who?
He called her dad.
Who is Lauren Southern?
I don't know. But she's just
some Canadian.
She's a Canadian banging. Oh my God, Lauren Southern and Stefan Molyneux? Holy shit, dude.
A 13 minute interview.
Stefan Molyneux.
Do you like Stefan?
I remember early on I listened to Stefan. He went off the fucking deep end though.
He went a little nuts, right?
He went a little crazy, but you know he's just like he's like a chaotic Jordan Peterson essentially, who just I mean, all these people have just been deplatformed on any sort of. They just. I don't know where they even talk now. Twitch.
So what do they do? I wanted
Gab.
To
Gab.
I wanted to bring this up. There's a a comic, Rosebud Baker, who holy shit, are those her real tits? No. Is that Lauren Southern's real tits?
Someone gave her huge ass titties.
Wow.
But it's gotta cool. be fake. Yeah, that's fake. Crazy.
You know.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there's some fucking
mother of god, those are huge.
It's made by some racist Korean kid.
Who hates Koreans?
Yeah, he's like, oh my god, do you remember? Oh my god, I have to show you this guy real quick.
Are you talking about the racist Asian cowboy?
Have you seen this dude, Devin?
No.
Oh god, this is the best. I wonder if I just look up racist Asian, he'll come up first.
Racist Asian.
This guy rocks. He was like a Confederate. Wait, hold on.
He's like a Texan Asian guy. Yeah. He's racist.
Oh, shit. God, I spelled that wrong. What would I even look up?
Racist Asian cowboy.
What do you guys think about Asian hate?
Racist Asian cowboy? Is that what I look up?
What do I think about it?
Is it real?
What?
Asian hate?
Yeah.
I think that...
But, like, the movement they're trying to make it seem like there's this giant movement of people that, like, every day are, like, they hate Asian people. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I think it's more based than, like, we make just, like, bad jokes about Asian people that are just ingrained in our culture. But I don't think anyone really is, like, enacting on their hatred of Asian people if they have one.
Right, where they had all the people attacking, like, old Asian people. I think part of that is that old Asian people and, like, young... minority people live in the same neighborhood.
Right. You want to know what they never quite mention of that Asian hatred? Is the black kids hitting the Asian people. Old Asian mom.
You know, I didn't want to bring that up, but it's basically the proximity.
It's in
they live in the same
impoverished neighborhoods. They're in like low income neighborhoods. And yeah, but like I haven't seen video of like just some fucking white, you know, or just anybody like in some regular area just like beating the shit.
There we go. We got
it. Episode we've ever done.
look at this. Look at this fucking guy. Oh, here we go. This guy rocks. Yeah.
Okay, he's got a death to Islam thing in back of him and a Confederate.
Black Lives Matter. 62 arms.
Well, what did he just say?
He just said fuck Black Lives Matter.
And he
fucked up Black Lives Matter.
And he pulled out a sword.
You're no danger, show no labor, let the round of hot. If there were two arms.
This man's sick.
Oh my god.
He's all over the internet. These sick people. How do you feel, Devin?
What's his name?
Just Hank U. Just sickness. Just absolute mental.
Oh my god.
Brain.
Look at him go.
Jeez.
He's literally.
Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization who threatens to kill our troops and our cops. Shall rise again and long live America. And fuck the Black Lives Matter, bunch of hoodrat scums.
Oh my god!
Just imagine just being this.
Oh my
just,
god!
Like mentally just.
Oh god!
This man
dude.
Has never had his cock sucked. It's insane.
Oh god! I mean, what do we do with these people?
You get him like a Latina waitress at Applebee's.
How's that going?
It's going well. I'm going out on Wednesday.
You got the waitress at Applebee's.
Have you done
the
callback yet?
What do you mean the callback?
Have you called her sugar tits?
No.
I mean, did you?
Let's talk about it. I'll talk about it in person with her. You know what I mean? I'll sit down. I'll be like, hey, you know, remember that thing?
She's gonna immediately fuck you. You realize that? Right? Like she was so like sex.
She's down bad.
Yeah, it's awesome. She's got that oogly googly.
Dude, she's
got the googly moogly.
You're gonna be the first thing inside.
The googly moogly.
You're gonna be the first thing inside her that hasn't been a mozzarella stick in fucking years.
You know how
she's
fucking
not that bad.
How fast she's gonna get pregnant?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember. Remember Sean Curry at SIU, that Chicago kid.
Yeah.
His dad was a painter. I remember him, Sean Curry. We're on the subway. We're on the Red Line in Chicago, and he goes, "Yeah, my dad. I can't even do a Chicago accent. I'm not even gonna try." But he had like a thick one, and I remember he was like, "Yeah, my dad told me you can't date Latina chicks." And I was like, "Why?" And we were like 19, and he looked at me and he goes, "Cause he said that if you wink at him, they get pregnant." It's like holy shit.
Well, that lady definitely already has a food baby. Ooh.
She's got a little tummy. She's got a little tummy.
No, she wasn't even that fat. She just had that, like, Applebee's body.
I just need
She
that.
Did
That's
have the Applebee's
need,
She just
buddy.
Had some, like, corn syrup fried body.
She had a bourbon chicken body.
Yeah, she had the unlimited appetizer.
She had the unlimited
appetizer, the pecan sandy body. That's what I fucking need her.
First off, do you even want to drive out that far to fuck her? She lives.
It's like 30 minutes away.
Yeah, that's too far from me.
What are you guys going to do on your date?
Yeah, where are you going? You should take her to Applebee's.
It's a big surprise. We're going to the Olive Garden across from the Applebee's.
Yeah, go to the Olive Garden across from where she works.
Nah, I'm gonna take her somewhere decent and buy her dinner and then buy her a couple drinks and we'll see where it goes.
What are you thinking about?
I don't know yet.
I don't think you need to spend much money on her. There's nothing decent out there.
That's what I'm
gonna, I don't think you need to.
I'll drop $100. It's fine.
What?
I'm making money, baby.
That's fucking more than her salary.
I spent that much today on my sushi dinner with my friend.
Yeah, I'm making money.
You think John should spend $100 on her? She was into him like so hard. John could fuck for free.
I'll see where it goes. I would show up.
Bring a Capri. Yeah,
like,
bring a Lunchable.
What you gotta do is you gotta drop $100 and then
I get in and out.
Well, what you do is you take
make
her,
it like a Cali
hold
night.
Hold on. What it is you take her somewhere decent, then you drop $100, and then like, and then the next place you take her is like In-N-Out, and then you just keep. You keep fucking her for like.
Dude, if you months. Fucking get. If you spend $100 on her the first night, you meet,
yeah, actually,
you meet her.
I just realized what you said. That's insane.
No,
you
I was saying like $100
Applebee's waiters.
$100 like total, like me and her.
Oh, like 50 each?
No, it's not like $50.
Where are you going to go? Where do you think you're going to go?
Judge, man. I'm getting.
Where are you going to go out there that's that expensive? Everything out there is like.
Well, here's the thing. If John spends more.
TGI Fridays or Ruby Tuesdays.
I can't try too hard, so I'm going to take her. I should take her to fucking
Clam Jumper.
I'm going to be like, you like German chocolate cake, baby?
Take her to TJ Maxx for dinner.
Yeah, go to Ross. Buy her a candle.
Just buy her a candle for like $3.99.
I'm going to walk in, I'll be like, she's going to get a Diet Coke.
I mean, if you spend like $50 on her, she'll immediately let you fuck her in the ass. Like, immediately. Yeah.
I just don't want to. It's money. I don't have to try for money.
You don't want
to
fuck somebody in the ass that just ate $50 worth of food.
I do.
I don't know about that.
Stank.
You really want that stank. You want to clean her out?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking clean her out.
She was very aggressive for a waitress. Like, she could have gotten fired.
Yeah, she's a classic Applebee's waitress.
She could have got fired. Yeah, like, sick. She was being wild.
Yeah, it was sick.
She was
awesome.
Buck wild that night.
It was awesome.
Is it fucked up, Jordan, or we're good?
So what racists are we going to delve into next?
Who are other online, look up racist black guy.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, come on. There's so many. That's
there's
easy.
A lot of racist
it's
black guys.
Every black guy over like 51.
Just Judge Joe Brown comes up.
There is that classic video of drunk Judge Joe Brown being kind of racist to a young black man. Remember that one?
Drunk. Yeah. Let's get into the drunk Judge Joe Brown. We are now the official Judge Joe Brown podcast.
Yeah.
Did we talk about him before?
We did a whole episode on Judge Joe Brown called Judge Joe Brown. It's a classic.
Judge Joe Brown loaded. Is that it?
That must be it. Oh, shit. He's hanging with people.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, he's going to get
some. Here we go. George Floyd died dying like a dog.
He said he died like a bitch.
Died like a bitch.
It was crazy. I was like, damn.
And who are you?
I'm Lynn.
Woo! Shit.
He's hammered. And this black girl comes up to him and wants a picture, and his eyes are crossed, and she's got like a trucker hat on.
Is she white or black?
Who knows what's going on right now?
Everybody like this home, bro.
He looks like Denzel at that one UFC fight.
Yeah.
The picture
Uncle
of
Denzel.
Yeah.
Hey, who are you, bro?
Oh, what?
Oh, another black woman's coming up to him.
Come on,
baby. What you drinking now over there?
He goes, who'd you vote for? She's like, Obama. He's like, life! he's just trying to hand out life wherever he is. He's just walking through lobbies. He's like, life!
You know he fucked both those chicks.
I don't know about that. She's really into it, this one. She is smiling. She's really smiling.
He's cross-eyed.
Hey, guess what, Judge?
He's drunk, dude. He's really hammered.
I'm not guilty.
Fuck this shit.
Fuck this shit. Niggas ain't guilty.
I don't do not do that that bullshit anymore.
God, you know? Judge Joe Brown kicks ass, God, dude. This guy is a legend.
John, do you remember that guy Dink Prill from...
Yeah,
he was on Judge Joe Brown.
I thought it was on Judge Judy.
No, he was on Judge Joe Brown.
Who's Dank Trill?
This guy that we knew. He's like a Facebook guy.
Yeah.
Mm. He's a...
He has a very funny Instagram.
He's really account. Funny. I think he has a pretty big Instagram account now, but I don't know what it's called. But
it's called he's a guy Humiliate My Dick 420.
He was a guy from Milwaukee that we kind of knew, that everyone that we knew, but nobody had ever really met him in person. He was just really popular on Facebook.
Okay.
But he was on Judge Joe Brown.
Man, Judge Joe Brown is like sitting in like a staircase in this video. He's sitting on a staircase with a drink. People are filming him. He looks like Kermit the Frog. And now he's standing.
What if he just shits himself?
He gets on his phone and goes,
"You want to talk about whether I'm a player? This is my 50-year-old wife."
What? Oh, he's like showing off white women that he would fuck? She's bad. And now these two black chicks are trying to take a picture and he's talking about a white woman he wants to bang.
Hey, that's what we like to hear.
If y'all don't fuck me, you get life.
I want a podcast with Patton Oswalt, Judge Joe Brown, and Mel Gibson.
Dream blunt rotation.
It's called Poor Little White Boy.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Judge Joe Brown.
Why are you a bitch?
He just took a picture with her. He goes, "Who are you?"
God, he's so much better than Patton Oswalt. This is the duality of man.
Judge Joe Brown took a picture with Dave Chappelle, and then he rescinded the picture, and he goes, "Like, I heard that Dave Chappelle likes black people." Life. Oh, he's like touching her ass. He's literally like holding her by the hip. Look at his arm. Look at his arm holding her. Oh, this guy has a hat on. This is Fuck Your Ethnicity. Well, that's a Kendrick song. Judge Joe Brown is so drunk, he's like making up people to hate.
God, he's the shit.
He's like, I talked to this guy, he went blah doody, hadi doody. I said, "You're a fool. You're a fucking fool." Life.
Imagine having a couple of Hungry Man meals with Judge Joe Brown, just sitting around watching Fox News. That'd be great.
No real man is ever hungry. Life. You're telling me you a hungry man? You want to put a little microwavable dish in the fucking microwave for dinner?
Give me your applesauce.
You deserve life. You're a dog.
Cinnamon apple dessert.
Man, he is. I wonder if he got a charge after this. He is grabbing this woman.
This is like pre-Me Too. This is
when none of it mattered.
This video came out like years ago.
Have you guys ever been around somebody that got like drugged at a bar? I keep hearing about this stuff happening. I've known a few women in my life where they've said that they've had drinks at places and just randomly they just passed out.
I feel like I have, but I don't really remember. But I'm sure I saw it happen in college or something like
you
that.
You think you saw it happen?
Or I know somebody who it happened to, like a friend.
Right.
I don't. Can't really recall.
Oh, I've heard this
anybody in particular,
story.
But it seems like I did see somebody that happened.
John, have you ever been around somebody?
But for some reason, I think it was a man. I know that it happened to
my buddy Connor. Connor a couple years ago. He went to a bar.
Well, he's bait.
Had drinks.
Connor's a good looking.
And
man.
I think maybe I don't even know who does this, but I think what is it, like a gay bartender like wanted to fuck him or something. But like Connor like blacked out fully after like one drink.
That's the calling.
Didn't remember anything, and he woke up in the ER because he rode his bike home and like got in a huge wreck and like broke his fucking arm. And I don't know if he broke his arm, but it was a really bad night, and he was like drugged.
I don't know how you fuck up
with like his buddy.
Person,
he was like with his buddy. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah,
that's when you know you look good.
Yeah, he's hot.
That's the Connor is so hot. That's how you know you're hot. If you're fucking, if you get drugged
by a gay bartender.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a hot man and you get drugged, like boy, it's.
Connor looks. I don't know. You guys ever go to a gay bar and you get hit on a lot? I mean, every time I go to one.
I go to gay bars once a month just for my self-esteem.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they all know you're not gay. They start asking you that. They go, "Are you gay?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
20%.
20%.
20%.
That's the classic Brody Stevens quote.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Oh, no. What'd he say?
That's what he said, like, on Joe Rogan famously, is he thinks everyone's, like, 20% gay or something.
Yeah.
And that was one of his, RIP, that was one of his famous quotes.
Certified goon, Judge Joe Brown gets cussed. Here we go. Let's do this one. This one looks good.
This
is
the one we just watched.
No, we didn't watch this video, did we?
Certified goon. Damn, I want to be a certified goon. I want to get that tattooed on my chest.
Certified goon. Video's not playing. The internet's out. Here we go.
Go to Vegas what'd you go there for? Gamble?
That's none of your business.
That'll be a $50, $100.
He goes, this guy goes, that's none of your business. Judge Joe Brown's like, all right, well, life. I love him just handing life out to everybody.
I like how he just can charge you like $50 for being sassy.
He literally, as a judge.
Can judges do that?
I don't think
he's not
real.
A real judge.
He's not a real,
They're all like arbiters. They're not real judges.
For impertinence. Now, you want to get cute with me? You want to tell me the truth?
you being real cute.
That's $100 assessment.
It's $100. You say another thing, you're getting life.
He just pulls out a 38.
Before I bust you badly, son.
You ain't gonna bust.
Don't.
He goes, son, you better tug it, son.
Tug it, guy.
You better walk over to me and tug it.
Judge tug it.
He goes, you like that gravy, son?
He's like, you want some gravy on your fine? Tug it. Judge Joe Brown just
looks his
robe.
What if the bailiff of Judge Joe Brown's the tuggy guy?
He goes.
Judge Joe Brown says you need some gravy.
You want some gravy on the cinnamon roll? You're gonna get in prison. You want some sauce? Come over
to Judge Joe Brown and tug it.
He's just bent over. He's got this beckered asshole that just keeps fucking. What is this laugh?
He's just coming. I'm coming. He's going. He's just coming all over the
Zitty
stand.
That's the thing. It's like when he comes and farts.
He farts. He's like.
It's like a ketchup thing that's almost run out.
Judge Joe Brown's like Cracker Barrel tug it guy. Take him, bring him over to me.
Time to die.
Time to die. Judge Joe Brown's like, kill him.
Kill him. He's being impertinent.
You want some fudge?
Oh, fuck.
He's an Applebee's waiter.
He gets John's number.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This guy's really going off.
Bring the witness in.
Yeah, bring the witness.
I thought you were about to say bring the whips in.
Bring the witness in.
I was like, damn.
The witness is the tug it guy.
Oh, shit.
He was in my Cracker Barrel and he wouldn't tug it.
Please, Madam Sonia, if you would.
Yes, Your Honor. Okay, stay quiet.
Damn, this guy's a certified goon.
Please raise your right hand.
I wouldn't get cute.
Do you promise to tell the
damn,
truth?
Damn, what's up? Jesus,
damn,
bailiff.
This bailiff is hot.
Damn.
Young man, please state your full name for the record.
William Wesley.
My name's Tuggy Guy.
Are you acquainted with the two individuals to your left?
William Wesley? Didn't that guy fucking teach Drake everything he knew?
Yes, sir.
Where do you know him from?
Linwood.
I learned the game from William Wesley. You can never check me.
Are you familiar with the subject matter of this proceeding?
Yes, sir.
Now, do you have anything to
everyone in Judge Joe Brown's courtroom looked like they just fucking raided a Ross.
I was in the car with him.
Who's him?
Brandon. When we left the motorcycle club.
Dude, this guy is like just clowning Judge Joe Brown's courtroom right now.
I believe it's like Redondo.
Okay, what's the name of the club?
The Red Breed.
The motorcycle club.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
When we left the motorcycle club, I got in the car with Antonio.
All right.
I left. We got in the car. We left. I asked him if he could take me home. I stopped, and then I asked Brandon if he can take me home. So Brandon was going to take me to my house. So I got out the car with Antonio. When I jumped in the car with Brandon, he driving real fast, speeding on the wrong side of the street. When we get on Imperial, I'm telling him, like, slow down because ain't no airbags in the back seat. The passenger that was in the car with us,
he's like, this dude, the passenger, this dude, we got at a Cracker Barrel. He kept telling us to tug
it. We went to this place called Tug My Pecker. It was this restaurant on the side of this road on Avalon. You know, we went to Tug My Pecker, and, you know, and he looked good.
He goes, this goofy motherfucker told us to tug his pecker, or he gonna shoot us.
This dude comes out with an apron on, and he's got nothing underneath.
He pulls his goddamn apron on, and his dick looked like
a rigatoni.
His dick looked like a goddamn rigatoni.
His dick looked like a big rigatoni, and it keeps farting gum.
He kept telling us to tug it. Keep in mind, Judge Joe Brown, this dude, every time he comes, he goes...
And then he asks us if he wants some fudge. He shits on us.
We should be shot. We're such pieces of shit. What a bunch of retards we are.
Oh, fuck.
God.
In the backseat, and he didn't want to stop. He didn't want to stop speeding. So when we get to
Imperial,
the
certified
gun
going to go off, dude?
Antonio, he made a right onto Broadway, and then got in the turning lane to make that left and go back up Imperial. But Brandon, it was a red light.
They're in LA, right? So Imperial is all LA streets.
So Brandon,
yeah,
he swung lanes and got in the turning lane and ran the red light, and that's when he struck Antonio's car.
Totally.
All right, now
damn, what
after
a snitch,
the
dude.
Accident, did you notice what this young man and the other person were doing, or you were doing?
Yeah, the car stopped in the middle of Imperial and Broadway. We got out the car, looked at the car. The car was totaled. The rental was totaled. Brandon told the passenger to look in the car for the liquor that was in the car or whatever. He called his mom. He told his cousin that he was gonna call his mom and tell his mom that the rental got stolen. But then we was thinking, like, why are you gonna tell your mama that your rental got stolen and your fingerprints was the last ones on the car? So one of his friends pulled up, he jumped in the car with his friend, told his mama the little situation, and I guess that's how they made the police report about the stolen car, but the whole time the car wasn't stolen.
We'll be back with more
Judge Joe Brown. Just starts playing this. He's like, life! You're a snitch! You're nothing but a snitch! You're a rat bastard! Life! Judge Joe Brown, two women come out and they carry him. I can smell a bitch nigga a mile away. He's sitting on top of two women, just pointing, giving life out to people in the courtroom. You're a snitch. You snitched on the Tugget guy.
He's like, Judge, I plead the fifth on the Tugget.
He goes, he wanted you to give him some gravy and you didn't let him. Life.
The Tugget guy shows up to court wearing dickies. He's got cornrows and dickies.
He's like, I'm not wearing a suit to this bullshit. He says bullshit.
He goes,
you think I'm gonna wear a suit, a three-piece suit to this bullshit? I ain't shook. He goes, Tug it. He goes, you think I'm shook, Judge Joe Brown? Tug it.
he's got braided pigtails.
he's like, I'm from Bompton.
He goes,
Tug it, Crip Cuh. Tug it, Cuh.
He says, Crip Walking.
Tug it, Cuh.
Yeah.
He's like, you see these blue chucks come? You see my blue chucks come?
He goes, I robbed a fella for his Nike Cortezes on the subway.
He goes, I said, what size them come? I went up to him and I said, you want some gravy on them Cortezes?
On the Green Line.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Jesus.
Vehicles that you've wrecked.
Excuse me, sir. May I speak?
Oh. You might clear it up.
Sir, what doesn't make sense to me is this. If there was an accident that occurred, why weren't the police notified?
They were.
When?
I have the report right here.
Damn, she's kind of
funny. That's the report that you made.
No, not at all. My report was made that the night we're questioning. The night in question. You don't want to hear what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, how is it that you were at the same club?
Damn, he's doing like Hitler. He's like doing like Hitler.
Got ripped off from that club and it just happened to strike them.
I have no clue.
Because you're lying.
I'm not lying about anything.
Son, you're lying.
Son, tell me why you didn't tug it.
He's like, I came upon the scene of the crash, cuz. I walk up there, I go, look at this Nissan Altima all towed up.
The tugging guy is in court.
Nissan Altima, cuz. I'm trying to go to church as chicken, cuz.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
He goes, I'm trying to drop it like it's hot, and this feller over here won't tug it.
You're lying.
You're lying and you didn't tug it.
You're not going to sit here and not allow me to say my case.
Oh, wow. It's going at him.
Let me get my point.
You keep it up. You don't have a point because the deeper you get into it,
his girlfriend's so weird.
Deep into a perjury charge.
They send this hooker bailiff out.
Yes.
Without a warrant for your arrest. There's also an ongoing investigation for a felony hit and run, and we've got enough to bust you right here.
That's not right, though. Just be fair. That's all I'm
it's
asking.
It's not your line.
That's all
be
I'm
a
asking.
Man.
I am a man.
Oh, you're not. You got your hands in your pockets.
Yeah, well, my
body language.
Out,
you
mean,
know what
I'm
that means? You
know what that means? I know what my body language is saying.
I will enlighten you and banish some of your ignorance.
Damn.
Now, your mother deals with probationers, parolees, and she's listening to you. And
all he wanted was some gravy on his chicken fried steak, and you failed to give it to him. Tug it! Life! You denied an American citizen his gravy at the Cracker Barrel.
Looking at you because she's listening to your tone.
She can sit down.
And by the way, been having problems before. Your mother is disappointed with you. You're 24. How old are you? 24 years old. You ought to be doing something.
Oh, his mom's so pissed.
Sitting up in here trifling and carrying on like you lost your mind instead of being a man.
Watch your mouth, man. How's it?
My mouth?
He can call me out of my name, but I can't speak to him how I want.
Because I'll jack you up.
What's happening?
One way or the other.
He goes, I'll jack you up. I'll tug it for you, son.
Joshua Brown's so fucking cool.
Because I'll jack you up.
What if Joseph Brown just got out and just started beating the shit out of
him? There's probably an episode where every episode we should just watch Judge Joe Brown. Like, I mean, this is unbelievable.
Slap boxing. In the parking lot outside the fucking.
He goes, listen, son, I'll jack you for him.
Look, don't even go there. Look,
you personally.
Your mother's position is a sworn official. I'm thinking of sending this case to the DA.
I didn't do that.
With a letter.
I'm leaving.
No, you ain't. Oh, whoa, another 100. I tell you what.
He keeps finding him $100. It's like.
You got all my information, and you right here?
Excuse me. Under arrest. Terroristic threats in an official position.
Oh. Put him under arrest.
Guys, go get him.
Because I said,
she's fucking hot.
Look at this fake bailiff, this hooker.
He's trying to brazen it out. Ma'am, I apologize to you. I was trying to help him out by giving him a last chance to confine himself to the truth.
Damn, poor Miss.
He misstated material facts that go to the ultimate issue in controversy. Now he needs to clean himself up.
Interesting. Damn. Thug gets bold with Judge Joe Brown.
Is that guy the thug? The CEO of Umzu?
What's
some Oozie? Shitty ad.
Jewelry for. What's on your... You were talking to his cousin. You turned around, and
Judge Joe Brown is the greatest.
He sucker punched you and hit you square in the jaw, and broke jaw.
Damn, that guy's a big ass jaw.
And
you
went to the emergency room, winding up eventually having your jaw wired shut for 4 weeks.
Jesus fuck! How hard did he hit the guy?
Very intriguing.
It's a pleasure to be here, Judge Joe Brown.
All right, sir.
And basically, me and Mike, we've been friends for over 10 years. We played sports together. We went to school together. I got him in college. And, you know, I tried to be a positive influence to him.
He's like, long story short, we went to a Cracker Barrel. This dude came out, wanted us to tug it.
Centers around going to tug it.
Always every single person had to, they all went to the tug it guy.
How would he wear that chain, though?
These guys show up to court, like, just dressed like crazy.
That's fucking cool. He's completely unforgiving.
I go to school, I got my own
Judge Joe Brown doesn't give a fuck.
Car, got a job.
Judge Joe Brown's like, no one gets away with anything in my court. I will fine you $25.
If you don't have a collar on your shirt, it's
$50. $50.
You know, I tried to show him something different. On this
$25, $50,
year,
or life!
Damn, that guy's cool.
We were chilling at my house. We were supposed to go hook up with some girls. It was me, him, and his cousin. And basically, Michael, he got upset. Well, he wasn't even upset, but he just was playing too much. And he all of a sudden, he ended up pouring out
Well, I get the impression from what you allege that there was a consumption of alcoholic beverages that was going on.
Right. I had some liquor in my refrigerator.
But you're over 21, so what? You're entitled to.
Yes, sir. And basically...
He's not, but
yes,
go ahead.
Sir. And basically, he got my lotion off my kitchen table, and he just started pouring on the floor, talking about this for his dead homies. Then he got my liquor. He started pouring it on the floor, talking about this is for his dead homies. And I told him to clean it up. He took his time. He acted like it wasn't that important. So I felt disrespected.
There's a reason for everything, Judge.
But let him make his
what?
Presentation.
There's a reason for everything.
And Judge Joe Brown, basically, he poured the liquor and the lotion on my floor, said it was for his dead homies. I
so basically, he put the lotion in the bucket. He
clean up his mess. He acted like he didn't want to clean up the mess. And I told him that I wasn't going to go to the girl's house anymore. I wasn't even on it no more. Because
and then out of nowhere, this dude came out with an apron on, no pants. He pulled his apron up.
So he said, you want some more lotion on your carpet?
He goes, you want some more lotion on your carpet, cuh?
So I was there in the living room, and he was pouring out liquor for his dead homies.
He's defending himself.
So I said, do your dead homies want some gravy? I'm at my establishment, right, Judge? And I'm at the crib, Judge. This feller right here.
I'm at the crib.
So I look at him and I say, I'm at the crib, Ma.
Listen, Judge. I'm at the crib, right, huh? And my partner over here says he wants to give me some gravy.
My co-defendant says he wants some gravy on the carpet.
And this other feller to my right says he pouring it out for his dead homies or whatnot.
And I say, you know we do it, Doug my pecker for our dead homies. Huh?
He's got his dicky shorts on. How he's got his socks real high.
He goes, enough
with
that.
He pulls up one of those bicycles.
with the high handlebars.
he's like, hey, guy.
He rides. He's like, but he still has no pants on.
No.
He has a yard on. He has an apron and has no pants. And he has a giant erection. He rides into the car room.
One's on with high socks and no pants. But naked, he's got pigtails. He's got like Snoop Dogg pigtails.
Oh no!
The evolution of the Tuggit guy.
He's now like hip hop. He goes, I told this fella right here to tug it for his dead homie. You know what else is wavy? Gravy.
Oh, fuck. All right,
clearly I felt disrespected.
When he made me tug it.
He goes, tug it. I was like, I don't know what this dude up to.
Lady friends with him.
I mean, we all were supposed to see some girls, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't even want to go no more because I'm like, why would you disrespect me and pour liquor and lotion on my floor? Who does that?
They're all talking about the tug it.
Why would you come on my floor?
We just walk into your Cracker Barrel, and this dude just goes off. Like,
basically, I refuse to take anybody.
So I refuse to tug his pecker, Judge, and this dude starts wilding.
Fuck, dude. All right.
So in the midst of me refusing, all of a sudden, I got assaulted by him. And
you
then,
say you turned around. What happened?
Yes, sir, because I was turned around. I was upset. I was about to go
upstairs.
He's got
upstairs, like a faux hawk.
And on my way turning around, he just all of a sudden socked me in my face.
He's about to go upstairs.
So basically, after he socked me and start assaulting me or whatever, I start bleeding everywhere. His cousin tried to get him to leave.
Okay.
He refused to leave, Your Honor. And basically, he's told his cousin, like, if I'm about to go to jail, because his cousin told him, like, look, I got a gun on me. Let's go. Let's just leave. And I guess that was his way just trying to get him to leave.
This guy's a bad dude.
Yeah, look, I'm holding. Don't get the police up in here and get me busted. Sir. But he didn't have one.
So then he told me if I'm going to jail, I might as well go for life. So when I went outside because I didn't have a weapon or nothing to defend myself. And I'm bleeding.
This sounds terrifying.
Man, this is horrific.
This guy was
violently beaten upstairs.
I told him that he was in my house and he fled the scene. My cousin ended up coming there. The ambulance came.
He's laughing.
Terrifying story.
Well, you went to the emergency room, and the report reflects that, in fact, it was fractured, and
yes,
you had
sir,
to get it wired shut.
He goes, all you right. took more of a beating than George Floyd. I'll
he
tell
goes,
you
sound
much,
like a
son.
Bitch.
You sound like a bitch just like George Floyd.
Pass up your medicals and et cetera, et cetera. All right.
And I have a witness statement from my cousin, and I have...
Well, there's even an x-ray that shows what happened and some description from the hospital about what the injury was all about.
Yeah, $3,000 worth of injuries.
Shows
holy
the wires
shit.
And a
I
number
mean, that's
of other
pretty
such
fucking
things.
Cheap. Yeah, it's not that much.
You miss any time off from work?
No, sir.
You went to work anyway. Let's say you are a major in psychology... And you are assisting the direction of the work-study program at your college, right?
Yes,
right.
Your Honor.
Thank you. Let's go
Damn,
to the
Damn, this guy
defendant.
Fucking rocks.
Now you
Holy
have
shit.
The floor.
Well, like he said, we was in college. I mean...
Yeah, but so. You dropped out and you're unemployed.
No.
You're unemployed and still matriculating
me,
in college.
I'm in college, like I said, anyways. You
no,
know
you list your
like
occupation
said,
as unemployed.
You know yeah, unemployed. Yeah, I'm a student. Right.
Well,
yeah.
you don't list yes. student either. You aren't going
okay.
right now.
Anyways,
like man, this is not in the middle
story.
Of a school semester,
like
but
you
withdrew.
About the story, man. You feel me? We was in college. You
oh,
know
you
saying?
Don't talk over
he
me. Go ahead.
Own, he got his own crib. You know what I mean?
Judge
so,
Joe Brown didn't have his coffee
I was paying
this
him to stay with him.
Judge Joe Brown is grumpy.
Over,
Judge Joe Brown knows exactly
you know
what's going to happen.
Animals is they want
to
play.
You went to college and you're talking
so, yeah,
like
you know
that, bro. You trying to act
so,
like a hood rat?
It don't matter. You feel me? Well, we was playing anyways.
What's your problem?
Playing,
are you trying to
we
perpetrate
playing,
that you're a hood rat?
My cousin wanted to play
rat?
With me, so
you
I
perpetrate
that
you're.
I like to perpetrate that I'm a hood rat.
You telling me that you wouldn't tug it?
Him. Now, when you start going for bad, let me tell you something. See, you cold cocked him, you sucker punched him.
Yeah, win, lose, or draw. Yeah, I fight. Yeah.
I'm trying to help you out so somebody doesn't kill your
right.
fool self.
And, you try to, and I'm
See,
trying
let's
to
try this. You got a cloud of death hanging over your head because you've been failing. Somebody right. tried to get
Damn.
Your tacky head
so
self
it,
off in you. College, and you running around
tacky
here trying to
self.
Perpetrate that you're an so ignorant it. Hood rat that got as far as college, but you can't talk anymore.
Damn.
Damn,
you got God.
My
Damn.
Dead homies. See, that doesn't bother
right.
me because,
and
excuse
you
me,
you better tug it for the dead homies.
They want gravy, son.
Listen to my side of the
you
story.
Hit
the homies I know.
He goes, son, the dead homies, they want gravy.
We all know what the dead homies want, son. They want the pecker tucked.
When they want fudge, you give them fudge.
I love that he also produces fudge too.
He'll shit on you.
So now the Tug My Pecker guy.
So I'm at the crib, Ma.
He shits on people too.
I'm the Lolo, and I need fudge.
This is retarded. All right, how much long we've done?
A good amount.
We're almost at 30 more seconds, and we're at an hour and 20. Do you want to make
oh,
it?
Oh shit! Let's just fucking
30 seconds.
We can wrap this up. This is one of the stupidest episodes we've ever done.
Well, anytime we devolve into Doug, it just becomes retarded. I hope this is funny to you guys.
Okay, you got 10 more seconds, John. What do you want to say?
Love you guys.
Check out the Patreon. We're gonna watch
Harry Potter soon.
We did an episode last night that was supposed to be a public episode, but it was a little
too wild. It's the naughtiest episode we've done.
Probably the craziest episode we've ever done. It's going to be on the Patreon. We talk in depth about our Applebee's experience and many other things.
Thing I've ever seen.
And it was wild, and check it out. And Joey is hilarious on it. And just please listen to it. I'll be posting it soon.
Check it out, guys.
Check it out.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.